Not a conception of our conception does not consist in in making provision that the revolution will break out every month or every year everywhere. I think we must analyze very carefully every specific situation. But anyway, if we look Latin America as a continent, I think we are justified, fully justified today, to consider Latin America as a continent, as a political continent, I mean, of course. On continental scale, there is no doubt that a revolutionary, or at least pre-revolutionary situation, is existing in Latin America today. Even in some countries, which traditionally were considered as some peaceful country in Latin America, like, for instance, Uruguay, very hard the social and political tension broke out in the last years. And the situation today is very, very tense in Uruguay too. But apart Uruguay, apart this other country, you know very well that the guerrilla movement is still fighting in Guatemala, in Colombia, in Venezuela, and there are probably some nucleus still fighting in Bolivia too. Of course, small, very small, probably very small, extremely small, but still existing. And in some country, like in Colombia, the scope of the guerrilla movement is considerably large still today. And I think that in Guatemala, just in the last few months, few weeks maybe, the guerrilla movement was able to overcome a rather difficult period, and now they are starting again on a new basis. Of course, everybody knows that inside the revolutionary movement, the left-wing movement in Latin America, there are very severe struggles, internal fights. Everybody knows that what happened in Venezuela. Today in Guatemala, there is a very big fight, and not only the Young Sosa movement, but also the movement named FARC, led today by Cesar Montes, broke with the Communist Party of Guatemala, which participated so far to the guerrilla movement, but at a given moment tried to give up to guerrilla movement to start again the old political play. I think, and concerning Bolivia, I think that everybody is concerned with Bolivia today for obvious reasons. What remains of the guerrilla movement in Bolivia today? What are the perspectives at the very next stage? What are the lessons to be drawn from the Che Guevara experience in Bolivia? Of course, you know very well that the advocate of the peaceful coexistence, of the peaceful way to socialism, today are trying to exploit the Che Guevara's death and the partial defeat of the Bolivian guerrilla to prove that the only way is their own way. To prove that the Che Guevara, of course, fought very heroically, but his political line, his strategical orientation was altogether false, was basically adventurist. You know very well all the arguments they are advancing now. It is very probable that in next future they will start attack against as well the Cuban, as well the other leaders of the revolutionary movement in Latin America. Well, I think that a defeat must be studied very cautiously, must be analyzed very cautiously, because defeat has some reasons. But in our opinion, basically, decision taken by Che Guevara to start the guerrilla movement in Bolivia at a given moment was correct. Since in Bolivia, the revolutionary situation, revolutionary conditions existed since some years. I think that still today, we can say that the situation in Bolivia is a revolutionary situation. The working class, represented basically by the miners in Bolivia, was mobilized, was fighting when Che Guevara started his fights. And the petit bourgeoisie, the radical petit bourgeoisie in the cities, in the old Bolivian cities, was mobilized too, very violently, very sharply, against the bourgeois regime, against Barrientos dictatorship. And in reality, the Bolivian regime was in very deep crisis. No equilibrium, political, not to speak social, and not even political equilibrium, was established in Bolivia by Barrientos regime. And when Che Guevara started his guerrilla, the repercussion among the working class in Bolivia, among the petit bourgeois layers of the population, was very big and basically favorable. And as for the peasant too, I think we can say then that the peasants didn't react actively. They didn't participate to the guerrilla directly, with some exception, of course, but they were favorable. They supported the guerrilla. This is absolutely true, absolutely true. And for this reason, I think that we must say that the strategical choice was correct. For which reason the guerrilla movement was defeated? Of course, when you make revolution, when you start a fight, you can never be sure that you will succeed. If you wait to start a revolution, the absolute guarantee to win, you will never start a revolutionary movement. Never start a revolutionary movement. And of course, we must add to that accidental factors play a role in history too. Because Che Guevara was killed because of a series of reasons which needs to be explained, and I think will be explained sooner or later, but the death of a man may be accidental. When you are in war, people die in war. Even leader can die in war. And of course, since the scope of guerrilla movement in Bolivia at that moment was small, the death of a leader like Guevara played a tremendous role. Don't forget another element, very important, that the guerrilla movement should not have started according to the plan by Guevara and the leadership on March on the 67, when it started. It started by accident, by a trivial accident, when the guerrilla movement was still making preparation before launching its offense. This element played a role too. But of course, there are other elements which must be stressed. Some sector of the Bolivian Communist Party, as now it is officially recognized, participated to the guerrilla movement. But they played a very negative role, extremely negative role. And the polemics are now running in Latin America on this point. And I think that sooner or later we will be faced with a public polemics, as it happened with Venezuela and now with Guatemala, on the role played by the Bolivian Communist Party concerning the guerrilla movement in the guerrilla struggle in Bolivia.